This conference is being recorded.
In this case, should we push it back to your conference? Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, John. Hello, Elena. Thank you for joining us. We can proceed. There were some audio issues, but I got confirmation that this is being recorded. We'll edit the recording afterwards, but just to be clear, we'll proceed with the webinar now as is, and then we can share the slide deck and the recording with the agents afterwards. So my apologies for the delay. If you're ready, then we're ready to start as well.
Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect. Then let's go. Okay, welcome everybody to the webinar for .art. Today we have John Madsen, CEO of .art, and Elena Real, Program Manager of .art with us, and they will be introducing the .art TLD, which is currently in Sunrise. Before kicking off, a few quick heads-ups from the TMCH front. We're currently at 41,793 marks. Almost half of those marks have been submitted for multiple years, and 84% of those marks were registered by agents. We have marks coming from over 109 countries and covering 121 jurisdictions. The total of trademark years covered by the Trademark Clearinghouse, so that's the duration of all the different marks in total, is 134,556 trademark years. As one of its services, the Trademark Clearinghouse sends out notifications to trademark holders on any registrations that have been made matching a label that is in the clearinghouse. We have currently sent out over 506,062 ongoing notifications and 249,705 claims notifications. So the claims notifications are notifications that are being sent out to trademark holders in the first 90 days. The ongoing notifications are those that are being sent out after the 90 days. There are currently a few TLDs in Sunrise. A lot of the IDN TLDs are in Sunrise, so we have a few Japanese ones and a few Chinese ones, but the only Latin TLD, which is currently in Sunrise, is a .art TLD. They are in Sunrise until February 7th, 2017. And with that, I'm happy to hand over to John and Helena to introduce us to their domain, the .art TLD.
Thanks, Peter, and hello, everyone. My name is John Madsen, and I'm CEO of .art, and very happy to be here today to share with you what we've been doing and also what we're looking to achieve in the Sunrise period with your support. So .art is, for us, an exciting new venture. Been working on this for over 4 years, and from a high level, our goal is to really to create new land on the internet for art and to create a home for art for the long term, for years and years and decades to come. And we like the simplicity and shortness of the .art extension and that we've found that it has a very strong and passionate identity just directly in the world. So we'll share a little bit more about that, kind of share what the work we've been up to, and then also how we see working together with you during the Sunrise period. Next slide. So I want to first talk a little bit about our early adopters. For about the past 7 months, we've really just spent all of our time out in the art world, traveling to the main art centers around the globe, focused in mostly the UK and Europe, as well as North America, but then also trips to the Middle East and other places. Throughout this process, we've had discussions with the top art institutions and influencers in the primarily the visual arts world, because we want to educate them as to what this new opportunity is. The art world, in some respects, has come late to the internet, and so this is a real opportunity for them to understand some new choices they heretofore may not have had. And it's been a very successful and interesting discussion. Next slide. we've gone through a process of identifying about 80 early adopters. And if Helen, if you just kind of scroll through the next, some of these, the Center Pompidou out of Paris, Hauser and Wirth is actually one of the most successful art galleries in the world with many locations. And they're a very big trendsetter in what happens in contemporary art and influencing what goes on in that world. The Tate, Magritte is obviously a very successful commercial artist. The Guggenheim Museum, LACMA, which is a museum out in Los Angeles, the Bolshoi Theater you see here in Moscow. So we've been successful in securing a very, very wide range of early adopters. One that just signed on was Kickstarter. And Kickstarter is a very interesting organization, as many of you know, that is doing a crowdfunding approach to help companies launch new businesses. But they have a very, very strong focus in the arts and culture community. And they see the opportunity to launch a new effort on Kickstarter.art that allows them to focus into a segment of the market that is very important to them. So roughly today, we've got, as I said, about 80 early adopters out of our QLP 100 that are in the process of creating websites. You can go online to our art.art homepage, and you can actually see which ones are up and running. But this gives the opportunity to show to your clients that .art is not something that is in the future. It's actually here right now. And I guess there's a couple main points that I really want to try and bring across as to why we think this is relevant to the sunrise period. It's not just about brand protection for many of these people. This is really an opportunity for them to expand into new areas of their business that heretofore have either been set in separate departments, but they have the opportunity now to bring out some new things. We've had very, very interesting discussions with luxury brands. One of our early adopters is the Cartier Foundation. And so the Cartier Foundation does an awful lot of work in the arts community. And so they're looking to have their own separate identity, separate from the jewelry company, in the way that they can present the work and philanthropic as well as artist work that they do out in that art community to connect with their customers. And so that's one side of it, is for corporates to be able to expand their relationship directly into the arts community. And we're seeing people now developing properties on .art focused for that. The second area is there are many global corporations that have extremely large art collections, and those art collections are used in twofold. One, it's an internal sort of support for their employees to provide them some interesting information about the company, or two, it's an external philanthropic effort that they do. And so corporate art collections is another target, and we've actually done an analysis of the top 600 global art collections for corporations, and Helena will be happy to share with each of you the list that we may have that would support that. And then the third area is really the crossover of high net worth industries, whether it's in the financial services industry, the banking industry, or the luxury good industries. High net worth individuals are being targeted very strongly by luxury brands, and whether it's UBS or Rolls-Royce or BMW, they spend an awful lot of time in the arts sector and in the arts and community sector. And so we've had very good discussions with these brands that look at the opportunity to use a .art platform, not as brand protection, but actually as a new face for their brand out into the market that brings new customers in through a different portal to their experience. So rather than going through a deep corporate website or a financial website to get to the high net worth advisory client activities, they're looking at the opportunity of coming in through a different door or coming in through a corporate collection door. But those are just some examples. As you can see here, we've got a huge distribution across the globe with our early adopters. And we really believe that this, and we'll make this presentation available to you because we think it provides you some ammunition and credible discussions with some of your clients to show examples of others that are actually making not only brand protection choices, but also usage choices that the .art top-level domain can provide them that we don't think others do. But let me pause there and turn it over to Helen to talk a little bit more about sort of the art market and where things are going.
Hello, my name is Helena Real, and I'm working as a program manager on .art, and I will probably have been in touch with quite a few of you already to talk about our work. I just wanted to briefly give you an overview of the global art market and why this is such an exciting opportunity, we feel, and then also give you just a quick rundown on how we define art and who I think are the kind of the main registrant target groups. So just very briefly, the global fine market turnover is a massive market, and it's growing despite the economic downturns that some countries have been experiencing. The online world is presenting an exciting new opportunity for galleries and museums and curators, because there has been a generational shift from the baby boomers to the generation XYZ, I have to say, meaning that they actually have to change tack in terms of how to reach these audiences. They do have to be online nowadays, because that's how these generations consume their media and access content. And .art is actually the ideal space to do exactly that. You can see, the size of the online market is, looking to be $50 billion by 2020. Just a few figures that might help you in communicating this further to your clients. So why .art? We see it as an area that you can identify, promote, collaborate, and grow. So the art ecosystem, we are not here to define art, because who are we to define the art? But we do think we want to give it a bit of a framework. So we look at the art ecosystem from different categories: the visual arts, the classic ones, painting and drawing, performing arts, music, theater, opera, dance, ballet dancers, the applied arts, fashion design, graphic design, architecture, decorative even, interior design, ceramics, pottery, literary arts. This could expand to as well to the culinary arts. It's really about using creativity in your endeavors. How do we see .art? We think .art is universal. It's for everybody around the world. It works as well in a lot of different languages, so there's language recognition, so there's no translation problems. It's an signifier, it's an authoritative signifier for art content on the web, and this is the first one of its kind. Now, until now, all the museums, the galleries, the curators, the theaters, they all sit on .org, .countrycode, .com, but this one really just resonates with people because it's very clear that it is art-related. And it therefore makes that content accessible, because people nowadays, recognize categorization of information. That's how the internet works. And so there's a direct connection between what the site is about and the right side of the dot. Our value proposition, why we think that art is great for your clients, new and existing. You can become part of a global community. As John said, a lot of big corporations use art to distinguish themselves from other big corporations, to make a mark on the world aside from their normal day-to-day business. .art is a very memorable domain name. It's very short. So if even your business name is very long, such as a long gallery name, .art makes it still much shorter than most other utilities that are out there. It's an opportunity to start new projects, new initiatives. You can see with our early adopters, a lot of them are creating, for example, microsites to reach to new audiences, such as the Centre Pompidou that is putting forward an English language microsite. Again, you can change naming conventions, you can shorten names, you can play around with generic terms that would resonate well with your audience. Who do we think this is most for? Based on our, say, arts categories, we are looking to anybody from museums to art schools to makers, creators, dancers, opera singers, curators, theaters. Really, there is no end in sight to who might be able to, who might want the .art. We've seen a massive amount of resonance as well from artists and aspiring artists, which we think is great, because these are the people who are bringing the art forward, and why you should, as a registrar, offer .art. We think the internet has a huge potential for the global art market. It's the one domain that actually unifies the diverse worlds of art and culture. Nobody has done this until now. Not least, .art offers a frame around which within which you can actually access digital art and internet art. It gives a home to these new and emerging technologies, which we are very excited about, and we're planning to be part of this journey. We will be available in 15 different scripts, mindful of this is a global TLD, and we do want to reach audiences around the globe, from Hong Kong to Patagonia. And again, it's a very distinctive and short domain that just resonates with the people we've spoken to so far. And just as a short launch overview, as Peter mentioned at the beginning, we are currently in Sunrise. Sunrise runs until 7th February at 2 p.m. UTC. On 8th February, 2 p.m. UTC, we're opening a preferred access period. Just briefly, the preferred access period is what we have called our limited registration period. During this time, we focus on the art world. So we give first come, first serve access to museums and galleries, curators, ballet dancers, anybody who would like to be part of it through a very easy token system that is easily implemented. And then from 10th May onwards, we will go into general availability, globally accessible around the world. And with that,
I'd like to just kind of summarize with a couple different points. One of the real principles that we're trying to exude as we roll .art out is we want to get the right names in the right hands. Because the art world has come, you know, later to the internet, there has been challenges in the past of cyber squatting. So we worked hard on trying to create a reserved list that allows us to have conversations to make sure that the right organizations are getting their right names. So if during the Sunrise period you may put some requests in for some of your clients and it may come up reserved, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, because we're trying to navigate those conversations to make sure the right parties in the art world are getting their names. And then second, we really want to work with you in the preferred access period, because we believe it's a great opportunity for the registrars to not only extend some of the behaviors of Sunrise, but be able to identify organizations that should be taking on a .art name for more than just brand protection. Oftentimes, and we know it's hard to possibly get past the brand protection legal discussion in the Sunrise period, but we're more than happy to help open up discussions with marketing, because we've already had organizations say, oh, no, we plan on using .art outside of our normal structure because it allows us a different face to the market. The way I like to express it is there's three simple phases we're trying to take people to understand. First, .art provides an immediate identity, something that's not available with other TLDs uniquely associated with the art world. Then it allows them to express unique content. Whatever that art content is, it reflects the behavior that they're trying to exude as a company. And then third, because of that content, they can now connect with audiences, whether it's customers or whether it's their employees or the larger global audience. We've already had 76 countries request domains through our website, and so we're very confident that the global arts community is something that's going to step up and participate with this top-level domain. So I appreciate very much you taking the time. Please reach out to Helena and myself, and we look forward to the conversation. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, John and Helena. Maybe just a recap, a small question from my end. Are there any restrictions on marks that could register in .art during Sunrise, both on category or geographical or script? Is it an open Sunrise, or are there any restrictions applicable?
There are no restrictions during Sunrise. We don't impose any geographical or scripted restrictions.
Okay, thank you very much. And with this, I'd like to end the webinar. Thank you all for attending, and thank you, John and Helena, for sharing your TLD with us. And hopefully you'll have a very nice sunrise.
Great.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.